And now, live from Studio K, it's the Dead Air Gypsies.
Opa!
Hello, children. This is your lady in blue. Would you like to take a trip with me on a magic carpet?
A magic carpet? I've never been on a magic carpet. Where would it take us?
Where would you like it to take us?
Could we take a trip around the world and visit all the other countries?
All right, let's go.
Oh, Lady in Blue, we're away up in the clouds. Where are we going first?
We've just crossed the Atlantic Ocean and we're coming to the British Isles.
What's that green country down there?
That's Ireland, the land of the shamrocks.
May we visit Ireland and listen to an Irish song?
If you like, let's go down.
from Studio K. This is the Dead Air Gypsies. We're glad to have you along here. Got Scuzzy here. He's my reliable guy.
I'm here.
Thank you so much, Scuzzy. I can so count on you. Well, both Scuzzy and I have kind of had a week. Or, more to the point, I've really had a day. So we're going to start a new tradition here. And it's called Wine of the Day. And
Just pick from my box of can I say, I can't say that word.
Think of something.
My box of bleep from the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's which wine can you pick?
I should just make a pile and roll around in them, and whichever one sticks, I'll whine about it the loudest.
Okay. You know, we might have to arm wrestle about who's going to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
We can thumb wrestle.
Yeah, we can. Here we go.
Right now.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's go. Okay. One, two, three, four.
I declare a thumb war.
Oh, dang it. Dang it. It's been that kind of a day. I don't even get to whine first. All right. Okay, you can start with your whine, and then I'll follow.
All right, let's see. Well, last week, my tailpipe fell off after I discovered that I was out of oil.
Oh, no.
And so, oh, no. So I put a bunch of oil in, but it wasn't the same kind that they changed it with last time. Oh. And so I heard this really loud noise, and I thought that I broke the engine by putting in a different kind of oil.
Oh no.
But then I got to Blossom and discovered that my tailpipe just fell off.
Oh no.
So that's why it was loud.
Oh, that's bad.
But I had some wire, so I wired it back up, and now it is in the correct position. It's still kind of loud, mm-hmm. But at least it's not going to fall off all the way.
All right. Well, that's good. So you're street legal.
I'm street legal.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, I might run out of gas.
That's right, because you don't have any money to your name.
I don't have any money, and yeah. I'm running out of gas quick.
Dang. That's pretty bad. Well, I'm... Okay.
Someone gave me a beer today, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Very nice of her.
That's good. I'm glad that you're supportive in that kind of way.
Totally.
If you can't drive, you have to get some fuel some other...
Totally.
...other way. Well, okay, that's bad, but I think mine is worse.
All right.
And,
Shoot.
And you didn't have enough blame in there. It's like, okay, I'm creating the template, everyone, so that you can call in with a whine and make sure you either go into self-pity and martyrdom... And lots of blame to go around. None of this peace, love, and understanding stuff. You gotta find someone to blame things on.
I blame the ocean for my tailpipe.
How?
It just rusted right through.
Oh, well.
I think it was from launching my boat.
That can definitely happen.
Yeah.
So
screw you, ocean.
Yeah.
I live on an island. A gigantic tsunami is going to come wash us away now.
Probably. You created it. You manifested it.
I manifested the tsunami.
You did.
Look out.
You did. And I'm going to blame you for that. For sure. Okay. When it washes away my broken laptop. Okay. So here's my big, big whine of the day. And I'm blaming my daughter. It's all her fault.
I hope she's listening.
Of course she's not. But she could, because she has my old laptop, and that's the whole crux of the problem, is that she convinced me, she just really was on me to sell my old laptop to her because she's writing a novel. And I totally support her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Yeah, I totally support her. And
you think it's going to get published?
I hope so, so she can pay for my broken laptop. So she's like, okay, so in an effort to support my daughter, because I'm a loving mother, you know, I let her whine her way into me saying, okay, I'll sell you my old laptop and I'll buy a new one.
Hasn't she ever heard of a pencil and some paper?
She whined about that. Do you want to read her blog entry about that?
No.
She did. She did. And so it kind of got to me, and I thought, what the heck? I want to support her, but I can't just give her my laptop. So I'll sell it to her for real cheap, and I'll buy a real...
How much?
$400. And she hasn't even paid me.
That's pretty cheap.
And so I buy this new laptop, and I rack up my credit card after just wiping it out because I sold that Volvo.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I rack up my credit card. I buy this new laptop. And I was feeling all good because I was supporting my daughter. But then I realized I had this huge debt. And so I've been afraid to touch this laptop. And
the first time you did, you dropped it.
Just about. I dropped it today.
Way to go.
On the library steps, and it cracked.
And you can see the insides. Yeah. I know because I saw them.
I know. It can't be fixed by duct tape. I'm not very happy about it. Not at all. And it's all my daughter's fault. If I had my old laptop, this wouldn't have happened. And I wouldn't have a debt. And then I talked to the Apple guy on the phone. What happened to our song?
It stopped.
Oh, my gosh. We can't have that. Oh, somehow it's singling things. We don't want that. We want that track. There we go. Okay, so I talked to the Apple guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically like a minimum $200 repair.
To fix it?
Yes.
Haven't they heard of a warranty?
Not when you obviously drop it on its side.
People drop things. Were you eating like fish and chips right before and had greasy fingers?
No. I don't know what I was doing. Anyways, that's my whine. And it's all my daughter's fault.
Hear that, Alia?
Yeah, wherever you are with my old laptop and that you haven't paid me for. And that once you do, you'll be debt-free. But I have a huge debt that's even bigger now. And not only that, when I was on my way over here...
Your voice is taking on a whiny tone.
Good. It should. I've been holding back the tears all day. So, anyways, that's my whine, except I did... Getting prepared for my show on the way over here... I pushed over my printer. And now that's broken too. Seriously.
Was it a new printer?
Yes.
Aw.
It was a new printer.
It's on eBay.
Yeah. They love broken things.
Say it's used in new condition. One little negative comment is not going to hurt you in the long run. Like, if you have, like, 100% positive right now, and you end up at, like, 99.9, yeah. People will still buy from you.
This is true. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so if anyone has any whines and you really want to blame someone for that, it's the blame game night. So you can call here, 360-468-3656. And we try really hard to put you on the air so that everyone can hear your negativity. Okay? We're spreading our negativity around tonight. So
the power of the airwaves.
It is. We can broadcast our whines all across the island. And actually, I really want to give a shout out to all the online listeners tonight because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, South End Shiz on there.
I know. He's listening from far away, and Chatty Cathy is too.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was our wine of the day. So we're hoping someone will come in and has a wine, and unless y'all are feeling positive. I don't know what's wrong with you. But I think I'll turn up the music here a little bit and wait for our phone calls, and then we'll come back and maybe there'll be a caller, and if not, we'll be reading the sheriff's report. Okay?
Woohoo!
No one's ringing us up. We're just gonna
screw the ocean and screw the callers.
I know. Screw it all. It's been a bad day. Really bad.
Talk about like bad 14 days.
Yeah. I'll say. I know.
It's just not raining anymore.
It will soon be. I know. I've had a bad 14 days too because of my bad leg thing.
I almost died of hypothermia.
That's right.
We're dropping like flies.
I know we are. It is. It's been bad around here on the island. There's been several people who have come near death in the last few weeks. Unfortunately, all of us have stayed alive.
We made it. We're like those people in that Barbara Kingsolver book, The Poisonwood Bible in the Tribe. And all the tribe members are, like, missing their fingers and arms and stuff and teeth and eyes because, you know, there's no hospitals. Talk about a bad day.
That would be a bad day. Well, okay, so let's cheer ourselves up by reading our San Juan County Sheriff Report. Okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Other people's pain and...
Misery
is bound to make us happier.
That always brightens me up. Especially if it's someone I don't like.
Is there anyone in there you don't like?
No one.
In this report?
Oh, no. I don't know. They don't give names.
Oh.
They don't give names. But
well, we can pretend.
We can pretend. But I'm still kind of backlogging it here on the sheriff's report.
That's okay.
Because we're going back to August 8th, and I have to say, this whole report that was in the paper, I mean, usually all those other islands are doing bad things, Orcas and San Juan Island.
Uh-huh.
This time, most of them are from Lopez.
Woo-hoo! It probably is someone we don't... Probably is someone we know.
It probably is. But the thing is I kind of wonder, though, about these reports sometimes. Do they just, like, maybe file them all at once?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It seems weird. Or maybe it's just the way the moon is tilted on the island.
I bet it directly coincides with when Islanddale runs out of beer.
Good. It's something.
Gets a little crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so August 8th. I know who to suspect here, actually. but I hadn't heard about this till I read it, so I'm gonna...
Read it.
Okay. Authorities seized several surveillance cameras after residents of less traveled road discovered them hidden in the woods on their Lopez Island property. The case remains under investigation.
Like, people were being videotaped?
I guess.
That's creepy.
They found them, yeah.
The property owner found them. Were they running?
Hidden in the woods. I know, it doesn't say.
Surveillance.
And I don't know
where... They called them surveillance, so they must have been surveilling something.
Where is of less traveled road?
Well, the road less traveled, or no, the, oh, no, I'm thinking long and winding road. That's not
No,
it.
You're thinking of Robert Frost.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Of less traveled road?
I'm old school Lopezian. I'm still like...
I don't know where
Rural Route 1, Rural Route too, and I still don't know the names of many lanes.
There's too many.
There's too many, because we all named them, and there's one for you, of less traveled road.
I know I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah.
You've well, seen them all at least once.
Well, anyways.
My favorite is Hooterville.
Well, that's been Hooterville for a long time. I used to live outer Hooterville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just a great name.
It is. It's, you know, that sign gets stolen regularly.
As does the sign in Spokane for High Drive.
I bet. All right. Well, okay. There are some other Lopez ones here, but, you know, I need to...
Do tell.
Well, no? I think I'm going to kind of skip those because this one on Orcas is just a little more exciting.
Okay.
All right. Okay, moving to August 23rd. I guess that was fairly recently. A pair of pot plants were seized as evidence after an Orcas Island man discovered them on the side of the road near his home in the 300 block of Darwin Trail.
And he turned them in?
Apparently. I don't know why, but... Both plants were reportedly in orange-colored planters, one of which had a pink ribbon tied around its base.
Someone was trying to give him a present, and he turns it into the sheriff.
I know. Well, I was actually thinking, what about why was the ribbon pink? Was it...
Oh, I bet that was the female plant.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought. Exactly. I also, but then I had this other thought, more innocently, that...
That it was like an 8-year-old girl's plant.
No, that
it was her pet plant.
That it was to support breast cancer.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. That someone was giving him a plant. And
were they giving it to him, or did he just see him by the side of the road?
I don't know. Well,
did he find him?
There's all sorts of details that are left out of these things.
Yeah.
I think someone needs to take charge and write a little more details.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, so what else?
Like, what happened to those plants?
Yeah, I know.
Well, are they being stored somewhere behind a chain link fence, you know, in the block of the vicinity of...
More importantly, what happened to the pink ribbon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if anyone wants to call down here and call us and whine or... report any goings on. The number is 468-3656. And otherwise, we're just gonna keep on talking, I guess. Oh.
That sounds good.
Yeah, or... Oh, we got a phone call. Oh, I get so excited when that happens. Hold on.
It's pandemonium at the station.
Hello? Yes, this is Sue.
Is this the KLOI?
Yes, yeah. This is KLOI.
Oh, okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sue.
Oh, this is Scuzzy.
Oh, hi, John.
Hi. Yeah, I'm listening to your show. Really enjoying it.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you. We love you being our caller.
Yay, John.
Yay.
Do you have something to whine about?
Am I on the air?
Oh, yes, you're on the air. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to say that right. You're on the air, John. Oh, yeah. There is.
Yeah.
Your whining will be delayed.
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot better hearing all your problems.
Oh, good.
It really cheers everything up here. But I thought I'd have a little whine.
We want to hear it. I'm turning down the music real low so we can really hear you, because the thing is with the telephone is it's not really loud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so please, John, whine away. We want it. Go for it.
Arturo, he's a parrot,
and as many parrots do, he bonded to my wife, and we've had him for 37 years, 38 years, and he is just her bird, and he'll bite me, and he'll run across the floor, chase me across the floor. So.
And they live for a really long time, right?
Move him from his cage to his perch with a broomstick and things like that. So, you know, I have a few little funny scars here and there from past bites. So, I can live with it, but I thought I'd just add that little whine in there.
That's a good whine.
Yeah.
I think it is. I think that's not right.
No, it's okay. I've lived with it for many years. We tolerate it. Well, I tolerate him. He doesn't tolerate me. Mm. But can't fly, at least not very well, so I don't have to worry about that. He's all right. I mean, we've kind of, his personality is an additional element in our lives, and I've kind of learned to live with that.
And so he's causing havoc in your relationship, is what I'm hearing,
well,
and
no,
distress.
No, he's not causing havoc. We've settled down.
Oh, good.
Where's John calling from?
Muggsy, who was like that with my father, this little dog would, you know, try to growl at and bare his teeth at my father. So maybe it's something that goes in families. I don't know.
Yeah, one animal that doesn't like one part of the family.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's upsetting.
So, enjoying your show.
Okay.
That's really good. And you mentioned your daughter's writing a novel.
Yes.
I would suggest there's a fiction writing group that meets at the library. She might want to check in on that.
I'll let her know, because that would be great, because she's actually going to be here in October.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because she's in Seattle right now.
Okay.
And she hasn't let me read it yet, because it's a quote-unquote coming-of-age story.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I'm sure there's going to be a lot in there that I am going to be... cringing about
all kinds of stuff about sex.
What?
You don't want to let your mother read that until it's published.
Exactly. So, even though she did give me a t-shirt saying that this is what a cool mom looks like.
Sweet.
Yeah, she gave me a t-shirt that said this is what a cool mom looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That was for Mother's Day. I guess that was to butter me up for when her novel is published, and so that she.
Oh, Mom, I need a new computer.
So I could sell her my old computer.
Yeah.
So I could just buy a new one and go into mass debt, and then drop it and go into further debt.
Well, maybe when you get it fixed, you can trade with her.
Yeah, maybe.
Get your old one back.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay,
right.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks for whining.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a good whine, and I really appreciate John calling in. Now.
Totally. I don't think he can hear me, though.
It's a little, we still need to get this phone thing down. It
worked okay from your end.
Oh, you couldn't hear him?
No, I could hear him.
Oh.
He couldn't hear me, though.
Okay. Well,
that's okay, though.
Anyways, John is involved in the station here, and he's very, very good and helpful. And
is that John Waugh?
Yes.
I mean, no.
Our identities are hidden when we're whining. Okay, so I'm going to just hike up the music here for a little second while I prepare our next piece. And be right back. Okay, we're the Dead Air Gypsies here at Studio K, and that's KLOI LP FM 102.9. And part of our show is playing some found sounds. And these sounds are things that I have found on the internet of people who have found answering machines, and then they, and people forget to erase the tapes, and send, so then these people record them and post them on the internet.
You know what's creepy about it?
What?
Some of the people whose voices we're listening to,
yeah,
they could be dead. It's like those little kitten posters from like 1965 with a little cute kitten hanging in a sock that says like "hang in there." That cat's been like dead for like 20 years.
I know, it is kind of, there's this one site that really has some old ones, like they have reel to reels of grandma singing, yeah, and it is kind of creepy. But I have to tell you is that after the ones we played last week, I got so excited about this that I do scavenge thrift stores. And anyways, I do, but I was on the mainland, and I went to several thrift stores, and there were no answering machines.
Aww.
I was so bummed.
Everyone has voicemail now.
I guess so. I was, like, really bummed because I wanted to come back with my own treasure.
Oh.
So, but anyways, okay, these are the ones for this evening, and this first one is, well, we'll just let it speak for itself. Okay.
All right. I can hardly wait.
Okay. I'm going to cue it up here. And,
unless everybody is absolutely certain that it's the right thing to do, we consider that important. So we're trying to relieve a little pressure here, and so I think we're going to just call the deal off for the time being. And apologize to you for our indecision, and hope that you understand. And anyway, and best of luck. You don't even have to worry about returning the check. You can just tear it up, and we'll be done with it. Okay. We really did love the puppies, and you guys are wonderful, hospitable people. We sure appreciate everything, and I'm very sorry that that we have to. We have to change our minds at this point. Okay, take care. Thanks very much.
Hello, this is Sue Medinas, and I just was calling about your puppies, and I just want to know how old they are now, and also what is the weight when they're adults. And my phone number, I'll be home after 5 p.m. Thank you.
About your Scottish Terrier pups, I can be reached at 262-0602. Thanks.
Okay.
Puppies.
Puppies.
Scottish Terriers.
Yeah. I'd back out of that deal, too.
What does a Scottish Terrier look like? Are they a little rat dog?
Yeah.
Yap yap?
Yeah.
I hate yap yap dogs.
I know.
I call them punt dogs. You know why?
Man, you're mean. Why? I guess I can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that was that one. And all right. So this next one is, you know, it's school time. So this is one about school.
Hello, this message is for Donna. This is Jamie Hale, Bryant's teacher at school, and it's Tuesday evening around 6:15, and I just wanted to call to let you know that Bryant forgot to bring his point sheet home today, so you won't find it in his homework folder, but I wanted you to know that he had actually quite a good morning, and he was really paying attention and doing good work, but his afternoon was extremely difficult. He left the room several times at different periods without permission and was on different floors of the school, which is very unsafe, and we're just concerned about him being out of supervision. And then later in the day, when he was in the classroom, he was very, very loud, just screaming a lot, and was very physically disruptive, kicking and kind of starting fights with other kids and stuff like
that. Hi, Ms. Ragland. This is Mr. David Nielsen from Bryan's school. I'm sure his classroom teacher has been in contact with you. I'm the crisis teacher. I was speaking to the assistant principal, and we're having quite too many problems with him, so... we're going to need for you to come up, so if you can please contact the school or contact his teacher. Again, my name is David Nielsen, and hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
Gracious.
Yeah, gracious teacher.
We never had one of those.
No.
I wonder what grade that kid was in.
I know.
Like eighth grade, you think?
I think he was younger than that.
Oh, okay.
But
I would have slapped him like a redheaded stepchild.
Oh.
I can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. Jeez, I mean.
You used to be a bus driver. What did you do? What could you do?
What could I do?
Could you threaten?
I think I was firm.
Were you allowed to threaten, though? Like empty threats?
No.
Like, I'm going to kick you if you don't shut up?
I might have Busheimer's here, though, I might forget a little bit. I mean, the kids, like, well, one kid came up to me this summer. It's funny what kids remember, who's a teenager, and he's like, he has said this to me several times. He goes, I just remember when we couldn't drink water on the bus. We couldn't drink water, you know?
But how do you enforce that? I mean, how do you enforce the rules when you are keeping the bus on the road and there's some little kid like jabbing you in the back of the head and you're like, knock it off, knock it off, knock it off, and they just keep jabbing.
That's the tricky part about being a bus driver, let me tell you. It is.
Do you at least get like pepper spray?
Yeah, pepper spray. Well, you know, in the city, they, that's the thing. In the city, they have a bus driver and they have a monitor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because... it's more dangerous.
And the monitor is looking right at you
the
whole time.
Yeah, the monitor is doing all the discipline.
I gotcha.
But in smaller areas, and I mean, I don't know if they do that in Seattle. Definitely do that in Chicago, where I'm from. Okay, they definitely do
that. Does the monitor carry like a Mac 10?
Probably, man. I'm telling you. So, no, I don't know. I can't quite say how I did it, but I think I was firm, but I was also very funny, and to tell you the truth, I the bad kids, the ones that I would have to put it in the front seat, always ended up being my favorites. They were always the most interesting to me. They were always just kids who needed some extra juice. You
That's
know what
cool.
I mean? No, I really, I'll tell you what, I really like the kids.
That's good.
So, yeah, I don't know what to say. So, I don't know if we will, it's coming up to almost that time we're supposed to leave, but I have so much more material tonight.
We could just keep on going.
We could keep on trucking. On going. There is one more found sound. It's very bad, though.
Is this about the deer?
It's about the deer. I'm a little hesitant.
I kind of want to hear it because it's like getting into deer hunting season.
Okay. All right. Well, it's pretty bad, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to, play the first like 30 seconds of it. And then I have to cut to, because it ends up being like 7 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
And where's my piece of paper that I wrote the timing when I cue myself in on it? Cause I didn't have time to edit because I have other things to do, like scheduling a lot of shows. and stuff. So.
Well, you should be able to find it on this beautiful new countertop.
It is beautiful. I know.
Beautiful and spacious and maroon.
It is. It's quite beautiful.
Quite maroon.
It is. I do have a lot of space to work with now. Now, but of course I can't find that one paper.
Maybe there's too much space.
Okay.
Maybe it's in the outer space of the counter.
I'll try my best with this.
Okay.
This is This is a little piece called Deer Calls from a Deer Call teaching
guy.
Teaching guy. So here we
Teacher.
Go. I'll play the first 30 seconds, and then I have to kind of cut to the horrible part. So, all right, hold on.
Hi, I'm Mick Lacey from Big River Game Calls, and for the next 45 minutes, I want to talk to you about deer habits, deer habitat, and how you can learn to successfully call deer. I want to help you learn 6 or 7 different calls you can use and how to get these sounds from your deer call. On this tape, you will hear live deer sounds to help you learn. But before we start, I would like to give credit for much of this information to Dr. Ken Norberg. Dr. Norberg holds a degree in animal experimental psychology, a degree in zoology, and a doctorate in experimental life science, and is the author of a book, Bucks Only. For the
Okay, so now here's where I zoom ahead. Now that guy has a lot of credentials behind him, and they're teaching us how to deer call, right?
The other guy just likes to kill stuff.
I guess so. Oh man. Okay, so I'm zooming ahead here. Okay, and please bear with this. Okay, I find it rather unsettling myself, but okay. But you know, for your pleasure, for the listening audience out there. But first, I must say this is KLOI LP FM 102.9 FM, and this is the Dead Air Gypsies Creative Radio.
Fawn. Even though there are very few fawns found during the hunting season, it's a natural instinct for a doe to respond to the sound of a fawn in distress. I now want you to listen to a young fawn crying when traumatized. This sound will be repeated several times to help you learn the volume and the voice inflection. Listen carefully. The next sound is a 6-month-old fawn being traumatized. Listen to the deeper voice. This sound will be repeated several times to help you learn the voice inflection. Listen now to the older fawn. These sounds can easily be duplicated on your deer call. Remove the tone channel from the barrel. You will see an O-ring over the reed. This is at the back or the base of the reed. On the back of the black inserts are 2 sets of dots. Roll the O-ring to the set of dots nearest the end of the tone channel and put the O-ring between the 2 dots. Put the tone channel assembly back into the barrel and softly inhale on the flex tube end of the call. It should sound like this. This sound works well early during bow season to attract does into an area in hopes that lesser adult bucks will also follow. The next behavioral class...
Oh, God. Oh, that's so...
So like that?
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
That's a 3-month and a 6-month old, huh?
Yeah. My thing was like...
Sounds like a screaming kid.
I have heard deer in distress, and it is just like that. But
Do you want to hear a moose during mating call? Mating season?
Go for it.
Ah. 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 That's a moose during mating season.
Wow.
I did it to a moose once to see what would happen, and it just looked at me. It could have killed me, though.
Yeah, it could have. Those things are huge. Oh, God. That was very distressing when I found... My thing was, okay, I was thinking, you know how I am, I was thinking, I wonder how they got that recording. It's like, did they hold the deer down and then put the mic really close to their mouth? How did they exactly traumatize that deer? <You know? laughs> Oh, man. Now that was bad. Okay.
Good tips for the deer hunting season, though.
I bet, you know, what's her name? Sarah Palin. I bet she knows how
to... I don't know her.
She's up with to be a VP.
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking maybe she knows how to make those calls.
Probably. She probably makes them in bed.
Oh, my God. The all views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and our guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Kayla Y or Gip. There you go. So, moving along now. I just want to update you on something that happened last Dead Air Gypsies. I reported on a little BBC news about a priest who was running a nun beauty contest because he wanted to erase the stereotype of nuns being old and dour. And so he was holding a beauty contest, and the very next day after we aired that newsworthy piece...
We're so influential.
Yes. Yes. Our... it went across the globe. He canceled his nun beauty contest, and... he has decided to cancel the project, saying he was misunderstood. Antonio Runge said he had never intended to put sisters on the catwalk, but had wanted to erase a stereotype of them being old and dour. He said he changed his mind after the local religious authorities expressed their displeasure. My superiors were not happy. The local bishop was not happy, but they did not understand me either.
He should have told them Jesus was happy.
Yeah, that's always a good
one. I mean, he's like the president of all of them.
Yeah.
They're just like senators.
It was interpreted more as a physical thing, he said. Now no one is saying that nuns can't be beautiful, but I was thinking about something more complete. He said he had intended to showcase the good works that nuns do. No, I think that's good.
It's like a Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, especially in education and healthcare, so as to boost interest in religious vocations. We have to draw more attention to the world of nuns who are often not sufficiently appreciated by society. That's true. I mean, we're making fun of them right now. I mean, so it's... He had wanted nuns to send their photos to him. And I guess he just wanted to make it legitimate that they send them to him. And he wanted them to send the photos to him so that internet users could then choose the winner. Father Runge said the idea of the contest had been put to him by nuns themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. So poor misunderstood Father Runge. I really feel for him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's say a prayer.
Yes. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Blessed art thou. Yeah. Blessed art thou.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. Well, okay. So, I don't know. If anyone wants to call in here and whine or anything like that, I mean, it's 10:07 now. I guess we'll, I don't know, talk another 10 more minutes or something. But I have a, oh, there's several.
What else you got?
I got all sorts of fascinating news here. But it, here's one. I think this is good because it's the end of baseball season. I got this from the Jaywalk blog, if anyone knows that out there.
No clue.
Well, it's a very popular blog.
Oh, okay.
With stuff that may or may not interest you. And it's baseball season, you know? It's coming to a close. Uh-huh. And my Cubs are on a losing streak because they don't want to break the curse. But this happens to be about the Yankees. Okay. So, fan ejected from Yankee Stadium for bathroom break. A Queens man is considering legal action against the New York Yankees after he was ejected from Tuesday night's contest against the Boston Red Sox for trying to use the restroom during the playing of God Bless America.
Come on.
No, it's the truth.
I thought they played the Star Spangled Banner, not God Bless America. Two different songs. Maybe they're trying to change that to our national anthem.
Maybe. Well, in any case, during the patriotic seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium, nature called on Bradford.
Oh, they played the song during the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, yeah. So maybe they played the Star-Spangled Banner at the beginning.
That's at the beginning.
When he tried to leave his seat during the traditional singing of God Bless America, however...
It crucified him.
Exactly. He says he was stopped by an NYPD officer who...
No way.
Yep. Yep. Who said he'd have to wait until the song was done. God. Well, you know, New York people, they sound too polite. In Chicago, you know, a little cup, something like that. I mean, okay, but
Jesus.
He said, so the New York police officer approached him, and this guy...
Are you sure it wasn't Homeland Security?
No, it was an NYPD dude. All right. So this guy said, I said to him, I don't care about God Bless America. I just need to use the bathroom. As soon as I said that, he immediately pinned my arm behind my back.
Ah!
Yeah, harsh. Harsh. The 29-year-old says two officers pinned both of his arms behind his back and ejected him from the stadium. He shoved me out the front gate and told me, get out of the country if I didn't like it, he said. Dang. That's hard. God, and he still has to pee, too.
Do they have baseball in Canada? Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. Well, so apparently it's a rule. So this guy Brandon says he didn't know the Yankees had a rule restricting movement in the stands during the playing of God Bless America. The rule is enforced by ushers, state security, and the NYPD.
That just makes me want to go out there and break it.
Yeah,
it's like a really annoying car alarm. You just want to see how close you can get before it goes off.
Well, the police describe it differently. The officers observed a male standing on his seat, cursing, using inappropriate language, and acting in a disorderly manner while reeking of alcohol. That sounds like every baseball fan I know. What's wrong? What's up? And decided to eject him rather than subject others to his offensive behavior. Two different stories.
Wherein lies the truth?
I know. I'm not sure. Well, I got a bunch more, but it's 10:11, and maybe that's it.
Okay.
But
that was an action-packed show.
It was. Well, we had one caller, thanks to John. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. And we got a lot of newsworthy news here.
Yeah.
And should we play a Tom Waits thing and then play?
Sure.
Okay.
I find it.
We have to, this will be our new tradition to play a Tom Waits Say Goodnight song or something. And
This will go right up there with the deer calls.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, okay, gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Ugh. Okay. And let me see, I'm going to have to get our... okay, what track?
It's number four.
Number four, Scuzzy. And just so you folks know, it's Scuzzy, S-C-S-I. You know, we don't want him... He's actually quite well-kempt. Okay, so here we go. Here we go, with a little Tom Waits.
Beagles are wearing fast with an organ to detect the ripples. The arachnid moths lay their eggs inside other insects along the borders of fields or roads in clusters of white cocoons. The ribbed pine borer is a longhorn beetle. Their antennas are half the length of their body, and they feed on dead red pine. Robber flies with their immobile heads inject a paralyzing fluid into their prey that they snatch from life in midair. The snow flea's mode of locomotion, strange and odd, with a spiny tail mechanism with hooks and a protracted tube from the abdomen to enable moisture absorption. The female praying mantis devours the male while they are mating. The male sometimes continues copulating even after the female has bitten off his head and part of his upper torso. Every night, wasps bite into the stem of a plant, lock their mandibles into position, stretch out at right angles to the stem, and with legs dangling, they fall asleep. If one places a minute amount of liquor on a scorpion, it will instantly go mad and sting itself to death. The bombardier beetle, when disturbed, defends itself by emitting a series of explosions, sometimes setting off four or five reports in succession. The noises sound like miniature popgun blasts and are accompanied by a cloud of reddish-colored, vile-smelling fluid. It is commonly known that ants keep slaves. Certain species, the so-called sanguinary ants in particular, will raid the nests of other ant tribes and kill the queen, and then kidnap many of the workers. The workers are brought back to the captor's hive, where they are coerced into performing menial tasks. And as we discussed last semester, the army ants will leave nothing but your bones. Perhaps you've encountered some of these insects in your communities, displaying both their predatory and defense characteristics while embedded within the walls of flesh and passing for what is most commonly recognized as human.
What happened? Geez, Scuzzy. Another uplifter from Tom Waits there. They will devour your bones. Perhaps you have seen these in your community. Yes, I have experienced some people on this island devouring my bones.
Leeches.
I know. Okay, well, folks, we've been the Dead Air Gypsies.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy too. Tom Waits puts me to sleep with his nice, uplifting bedtime stories. So, we thank you all for tuning in. And, We'll probably be back in a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I have to tell you about my moth-mimicked hummingbird story.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I still have lots of material here because I found some very strange things in the last week. So, thanks a lot. And you've been listening to the Dead Air Gypsies, and we'll see you next time. We're going to go out here with our little outro. All right, here goes.
Yay. Keep tight.
Now where would you like to go?
Well, Lady in Blue, I'm sleepy, and I'd like to go home, please.
All right. After such a long journey, there really is no place like home. Mid pleasures and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
To all children all over the world, good night. God bless you.
Good night, Lady in Blue.
That's all, folks. Back to the random playlist. Thank you.